coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is the 13th day of April, 2021. It's Tuesday. And, usually Stan Deo's on Tuesdays. And, actually this program, we were not going to have a program today. Stan's off today. Out of really an abundance of caution. He's taking the day off. So he's okay. I mean, he's fine. He's going to be fine. But he's taking the day off, and at any rate, I just want to get that up front. Spoke with him yesterday, I think it was. Yesterday, Monday, all right. And, you know, he's doing better. He was off last week. He wasn't fine last week. He was in a lot of pain, of course, back issues and such. And, this week is just more, taking some time to recover. And, at any rate, there's so much news to get into, so much news. Of course, starting out, researchers warn that mRNA injections may permanently alter DNA. Now, folks, last week we had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on, and of course, you know, in fact, a couple of small snippets are on HagmanReport.com. You got to scroll down all the way down on that page, on the show page. Okay, you have to find the show page, which is simple enough. You just click the banner on the top and then scroll down. And you can see a couple of short clips from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You can watch an entire 2-hour segment with her. It was fantastic. But now other people are agreeing with her, saying that mRNA injections may permanently alter human DNA. And this is pretty much consistent with you can't make this up, okay? Because people are running to get in line for these injections. They say they're vaccines. Well, vaccines are tested. These are not tested. You're the test subject. The people who are laughing hysterically and joyfully, you know, slapping each other in the back saying, hey, I got the jab. You know, it's great. Well, what did you get? Well, I don't know. The vaccine. Well, what's in it? Well, I don't know. People are rushing to get this. Get these injections. And now the FDA and the CDC call for a pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, which is not a vaccine, after blood clot reports in women. Okay, so, but, you know, these are the details, the minutiae. And, you know, people say, well, and I've gotten emails saying, you're an anti-vaxxer. Okay, anti-vaxxer. Really? Okay.
This blows my mind. The argument is so simple.
Thank you.
Has not been tested. So why do it? That alone.
Eric the Tech. Voice of reason. You know.
Street smarts.
Yeah. So. But they say it's safe, right? It's safe. Well, how do you know it's safe? Well, they told me it's safe. Well, who did they? Well, I know Fauci. Okay. You know, they wouldn't have got it if it wasn't safe. You know, I don't do impressions. I guess I can do a moronic impression. Okay. I mean, that's pretty much fitting, but.
Look. Well, it's being pulled. So.
Yeah. And so.
Get back in the cattle line.
You know, and here's the thing. So if you're a woman, all right, and you're this, you know, oh, you've got to get, you know, you've got to get this vaccine. Again, not a vaccine. You got to get it. And if you're a woman and you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, how you feeling right now? Are you out there saying, hey, you got to go?
The JJJ, Johnson & Johnson jab.
Johnson & Johnson jab. How about taking your daughter?
It's like a 50s song. The Johnson & Johnson jab.
1950s? A 50s song. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, look.
Is your arm still sore from your job.
Oh, yeah. Now, look, I'm not downplaying the risk from the virus, which is about 0.3% to 1%, depending on your age bracket. And it could even go up to 3% if you have comorbidities, okay? You heard those numbers, right?
So does everything else.
Exactly. All right. So I'm going to go back to my deep fried Twinkie right now and drink my, or have my fries, my deep fried Twinkie, and drink my shake from McDonald's because, well, that's what I do. And then, you know, after I grab my heart with angina. And but see, look, this is all the minutia to something much bigger. And you know it's bad. And I'll tell you something. You know what things are getting bad? When Russell Brand gets on YouTube and says, wait a minute, they're talking about health passports. They're talking about COVID passports. And this is Russell Brand. You got to know it's bad. And if you don't know who Russell Brand is, look it up. Folks, this is all about control. You know that, right? This is all about control. I'm going to, riding the shotgun with me right now is Randy Taylor. The website, of course, our website, HagmanReport.com, two N's on Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Of course, HagmanStore.com for some delicious coffee. All right. You need the coffee. You need the caffeine, hypercaffeinated and Detective's Choice and a couple other blends there. Trust me, you're going to love the caffeine. So that's number one. Also, since Stan's not coming on, make sure you get to my EMP shield and make sure you go to StanDeo.com and support him and also EMP, you know, my EMP shield and standdale.com. Make sure you're covered with an EMP shield, especially with what we're going to be talking about here shortly. And that's the world situation as we see things taking place with Russia, Ukraine, things gradually going down from there. But the back to the opening part of this, folks, this virus was a designer virus made for this very time, this moment in time. And by this moment in time, I'm talking about flattening the curve in the next 14 days, which is 14 months ago. But this is the method, the response to this is the method. Again, the response, not the virus itself, but the response to the virus is the method for complete and utter control over the population. And again, if Russell Brand gets it, what more can I tell you? So here's the thing. They are going after us in every single way imaginable. When I say us, I'm talking about us unwashed masses. And that's all of us except for the 1%. Eyes wide shut kind of people who are out there, you know, engaged in whatever they might engage in and want to dominate the world and want to dominate the planet and want the rest of the population dead because they want us dead. And of course, you know, that's who's after us. You know those. You know who I'm talking about. And the bloodlines, and you know how sick these people are. These people are absolutely sick. So they're looking for this mass casualty event, and if they can't do it by way of a virus, maybe they can do it by way of vaccine. Now, yesterday you saw what we showed with the long-range plans of these globalists, Bill Gates talking about depopulation, others talking about depopulation. You've got to depopulate. So understand that's what the end game objective is to kill us all. And Eric the Tech was saying, you know, it's 100%. This is one of the ways they're going to do it. But in addition to that, they've got to destroy the United States, which is why they got President Trump out of this. So, I mean, folks, here's all I'm telling you this, and you know all this. Just look at the bigger picture. The problem with you and I, many times, and myself included, is we don't think big enough. we have to think bigger than we're thinking right now. It's not just about a virus. It's not just about a quote vaccine. That's not a vaccine. It is, I don't want to keep doing those disclaimers. It is not just about the southern border. It is not just about world tensions. It is not just about the economy. All of these things are working together to enslave all of us for ultimate demise. And it's not just about white versus black, black versus white, whatever, however you want to frame that, because it's not even that. That's to divide and conquer, but it's very effective nonetheless, especially with the Marxist Black Lives Matter. Patrice Collars, however you want to pronounce her last name. Hey, I got four houses. Look at me. Yippee-ki-yay. I'm a Marxist, though, trained Marxist. And, you know, Planned Parenthood and that whole interaction stuff. And, okay, so you've got all of this kind of combined. So this is why we had an assault on our nation last year in 2020. Remember, we can't go beyond November 3rd. We cannot go beyond November 3rd. Let me say that a third time. We cannot go past November 3rd. We have to go back to November 3rd and fix what happened on November 3rd before we can go forward. And look at how they're framing, of course, January 6th with respect to, oh, the Capitol insurrection, the riots. Yet what's happening, you know, in Minnesota, of course, those are peaceful protests. You know, I got a report here real quick, and I know Randy Taylor's is on deck here coming on, but I want to talk to him about the bookstores that were looted in Minneapolis. Did you see that? All those bookstores looted? Oh, no, that's right. No, it was the dollar store. I'm sorry. I get confused. It was the dollar store. It wasn't the bookstores. GameStop and Nike, I think, right? Or Foot Locker. GameStop and Foot Locker. It wasn't the bookstores. For a minute there, I thought maybe the bookstores got looted. What am I thinking? Liquor stores, Foot Locker. Oh, you didn't think it was funny? What? You okay?
I got a TV. What'd you get?
Books? I got a couple books. Yeah. I got a pair of sneakers. Yeah. Never mind. But, you know, it's all coming together right now. I want to mention Steve Quayle and I are going to be on together on Thursday. He's going to be talking about exactly this and probably with more oomph and, method of articulating what the oomph is than me, but he's more on a global scale. But right now with me is Randy Taylor. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for allowing me here on the Triple J Ranch.
Triple J Ranch.
Johnson Jab.
He's killing me, man. He's killing me.
Up there in Minneapolis, Doug, they went in after their looting and all, and the only thing they found left in the stores were work boots and work gloves.
No, you know... That's not true. That's not true. There's okay, also a shelf of Father's Day cards and condoms.
I knew I wasn't going to say the Father's Day cards. I was going to stay away from that one.
I got to tell it like it is, okay? Father's Day cards and condoms are still out.
I knew I could get away with the first two, but the third one might draw some emails.
Yeah, folks, all emails direct to eric@hagmanreport.com.
Absolutely. Send them to the studio.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing good today, buddy. I'm getting better every day.
That's good.
I was thinking about all what you were saying there and all the way they're just whacking away at humanity. You know, they're trimming the herd.
Sure.
Viruses, these vaccination programs they're doing over in Africa, tampering with the food supply, trying to get rid of beef, having to eat Lord knows what some of these whoppers are made out of. The mass immigration.
Don't pick on whoppers now. I mean,
it upsets me because as far as fast food, that's one of my favorite burgers is a whopper, all beef whopper. And now they've got this, they say it's vegetables, but nobody's real clear on what the vegetables are.
So any vegetable that looks like a beef patty, I got a problem with that.
Right. So it's definitely an alternative to me. So I am concerned, but
what's that crunchy stuff in there? Is that supposed to be crunchy?
You're
supposed
to and you think about that. One thing that, you know, even when there's, you know, hard times and droughts and stuff like that, usually the cattle survive. You know,
never thought about that, but I guess they do.
Yeah. So if they eliminate cattle,
yeah,
and we experience droughts and things like that, guess what? People are going to starve to death.
We're not going to eliminate cattle. See, and this is okay. So
they're trying to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I didn't want to go down this road, but you know what? You're right. Okay. So look, I'm not going to eat plant-based. I'm not, this is all a bunch of crap. And folks, you know, this is a bunch of crap. Okay. Yeah. Anybody with a modicum of common sense knows there's no climate, emergency. You know, the methane from cows is not a problem. Eating meat's not a problem for the love of everything that is holy. Wake up. You know, I want to smack people that talk like this.
If I come over for a barbecue, Doug, I don't want to get that grill all heated up and everything and throw the watermelon on the grill.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean,
folks, don't read anything into that, okay? It was.
Oh no. I eggplant.
Eggplant. Okay, there we go. Because that's watermelon isn't a vegetable, is it?
Well, no. Well, I'm saying a vegetable on the grill as opposed to a nice big chunk of steak.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, last time I was at your house, we had steaks on the grill.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and I didn't see any plant-based anything on the grill.
And you never will.
No, and that's why I like barbecues at your house, man.
No, that's right. Yeah, in fact, folks, come on over. I'll post my address. Okay, I'll tell you what, we got to get right into some of the meat of this.
Let's do it.
No pun intended.
This is, once again, folks, it's all intertwined.
All right. So during the night, throughout the night and throughout the day, Randy Taylor had sent me some emails of things, and I looked at them. I'm thinking, wow, you know, pretty interesting and how things kind of connect. And then I was doing some research on my own, and I looked at some things, and I'm thinking, boy, everything kind of just connects. So here's how we're going to start this out. Let's start out with one video. This is about a 4-minute video, but it does repeat itself midway. But it's important to allow this, to watch this entire video. Now, folks, I don't think you've seen this. This is from a Spanish-speaking YouTube channel. I believe it's Spanish. I could be wrong. Oscar L. Blue. That's O-S-C-A-R. That's Oscar E-L. And then the word blue. Okay. Now this guy's a journalist. Okay. Subscribe to his channel and watch this, but watch this video. And I believe, go ahead.
This is in English, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
There's a panel in Spanish, but it does have captions, but yes. For the most part, and I might be for the radio audience. Listen, folks, I don't like talking over videos, but sometimes for the radio audience, I might have to. So bear with me. All right. So, but here, this is, it was posted within the last 48 hours. This is from the southern border, and watch carefully because this is taken from a helicopter, apparently a border patrol helicopter. And the question is, the title of this is, who are these guys? Okay. Watch this real carefully. Because people think in their heads, especially your sister-in-law who's, you know, the bleeding heart liberal sister-in-law you have or whoever, oh, well, they're just children and they're just coming over and they're just trying to get a better life. That's all they're trying to do. Wake up. Okay, this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes. Let's go ahead and play it. This is from a helicopter. Again, this is for the radio audience listening. This is from a helicopter, and you see about a half a dozen young men. These are coyotes. Most probably coyotes. And I'm not talking about the animals. Although, now you may hear some. That's radio traffic from the helicopter to the Border Patrol land. And you can see a single Border Patrol agent in the back. Again, for the radio audience, you're looking at a view from the helicopter up close and personal. There's some cockpit conversation, of course, which is a little bit expletive-laden. And what you see are a group of young men at the Rio Grande, rafts, inner tubes. Now, these are the people who, the men who bring the people over. Now, these are the people, in my view, if that helicopter is armed, in my view, this is what I would call a target-rich environment. Continues. It's continuing, and you're seeing the bank of the Rio Grande, one Border Patrol agent with a rifle apparently, and a helicopter kind of moving these people out. Now look at this. Okay, what you're seeing on screen, folks, for the radio audience is 2, 4, 6, 8, looks like 8 men getting dust in their faces from the wash of the prop. 8 coyotes, smugglers. And on the left of the screen, it says usually the ones with the rafts trying to leave the U.S. are the coyotes. It is concerning that at the beginning there is only one agent confronting men that are not raising their arms to claim asylum. Who are these men? That makes a good point. You get the idea. You get the idea, folks. What we just saw there is a taste of reality. All right. Now, in I want to say this, Randy, what we just saw. Now, in my hometown, there is a do-gooder that's going to put a home up for, I think, 600-700 young people. What you're going to see next is going to make you question who are the young people. All right. But anyway, Randy Taylor, what'd you think of that?
It's insane. What we just witnessed is crazy. Yeah. This the border. Biden is destroying this country. And those people, you know, coyotes, smugglers, whatever you want to call them, we don't know if they brought people over, kids. We don't know if they brought drugs. We don't know if they brought guns. We have no idea. But they're on their way back to get more. I don't know. That's the thing. You know, whatever it is, they've already dropped it off. They're heading back to get more.
You know, consider this.
I know this. I know it wasn't the recruitment of the newest U.S. Olympic swimming team. I do know that much. It looked like it at first.
It's a Rio Grande. They should have alligators in there, I suppose. Anyway, okay, so that's reality, isn't it? I mean, that's every day, 24/7. That's reality. That's what's happening. 170,000 last month that were caught. Mm-hmm. Okay, now people say, well, I heard this already. You're just going over old news, and we know this, and so what? Well, let's get right into the segment or the next video, because I think if you don't mind, Randy Taylor, if you don't mind, I think this kind of tells an even larger story. Now, Jim and Joe Hoff, Gateway Pundit, good friends of the program. I consider them as friends. 100% fed up. They've got a video channel as well, Gateway Pundit. And folks, I urge you to subscribe to the Gateway Pundit, and they're being censored. As well as Oscar E. L. Blue, getting censored because the people want. I mean, they don't want this stuff seen. But yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Joe Hoft, I believe it was, or Jim Hoft, they had a young lady had an interview with a former Border Patrol agent who was actually shot in the line of duty. He's got a book out, and I urge you to support Gateway Pundit and their video channel. And I thank them for allowing us to use this. But there's a couple of this is an hour long video. The link will be in the program description box. But the couple of segments, I just want you to see a couple of segments. Because it explains what's happening. Now, I know Alex Jones does a good job. I know Owen Schroyer does a good job with the southern border. They're down there. Owen Schroyer's down there. But this is coming from this man. I'm not saying coming from Owen Schroyer is different. But coming from this man, there's a different view, I suppose. Okay, let's play the first part, if you don't mind, Eric the Tech. This is going to be about 4.5-5 minutes, roughly. I don't know. I just picked it out of this video, which is an hour long. Again, the link will be in the program description box for this episode of HagmanReport.com. Go ahead and play this.
So I was there last week, and what you're seeing here is this bus coming directly straight from the river, the levee, where you're going to see women and children unloading here into this facility here, this makeshift tent area, and I'll explain to it how it happens. This is what you're seeing is downtown McAllen, Texas, right across the street from the bus station. This bus that you see, this white bus, is a government bus that brought all these illegal aliens, men, women, and children, straight from the border. These individuals, 400 plus, I saw them. I was down there with the border agents. I talked to the border agents. As a matter of fact, even when I was talking to the border agents, I still, even myself, was under the assumption that they were going straight to the Donna facility, the one that everybody's familiar with, that we've seen all the pictures of. And there's like, no, these people are not going to a detention facility. They're not going to any detention facility, any Border Patrol facility. They're going straight to the street. So what they did is these people have not been tested for DNA. So we don't know if the children that these adults are carrying are actually their children. That's one major point. The second is, because of the positive COVID cases that happened in the previous weeks, they set up this makeshift tent across the street from the bus station in downtown McAllen, Texas, to test them at least for COVID. But here's the issue that I had with that. They go in there, they get tested, which is all fine. And if they're negative, it's all great. They go from there to a place called Catholic Charities, which is an NGO. I don't know how much or if it has really anything to do with the Catholic Church, but I think in some ways they're complicit with what they're doing here. But they go to the Catholic Charities, and I actually gained access into the Catholic Charities, which very few people have. And it's a place in there that's highly organized. They get toiletries, wash up, toothpaste, stuff like that, some clothing, a meal. They get to, maybe sometimes some clothing and wash up, and then they leave there with money. They wouldn't acknowledge where the money comes from. This is the same thing. This other bus that you're seeing is exactly the same thing, but instead of the white bus that you saw, we've upgraded them to coach buses. And this bus is coming from that river. Now, people might get confused here because it's going to go through the wall. The wall system down there is a two-tier wall system. This is not coming from Mexico. This bus is already in the U.S. from the aliens that turned themselves in from the river. And this is one portion of the wall that obviously you see that it's incomplete that are coming through. So anyway, finishing off that part of the first of where they end up, when they go in and get into that tent to get tested for COVID, I asked the border agent and the guard that was there. I said, what happens when the adult tests positive and the child tests negative? Do you separate them there? What happens? Well, first they tell me if they test positive, they get sent to hotels to quarantine, right? And this is the $86 million from the Biden administration that was allotted to do that. And I said, but what happens if they, you know, the same family unit are half and half, some taste positive, some test negative. What happens? You know, are you going to separate the children from the adults at that point? And they just stare at me like, you know, like a deer in headlights, because they would not answer the question. Leads me to believe that they're just all sent to a hotel altogether anyway, which in turn you end up possibly having positive COVID cases coming to a town near you, which had already happened in the past before. But here's the issue that I have, a big one. They get from that Catholic Charities, they now have money or airfare or bus fare to get to their final destination. And now I saw them both board buses and board Southwest Airlines and American Airlines flights without an identification. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? These individuals do not have a valid identification. How are they allowed to board an airplane? I had to board an airplane with my ID or else I wouldn't have been allowed to travel. But if you're illegal, you're allowed to travel and board based on the form that Border Patrol gives you. In some cases, if you do go to the detention facility, they give you an NTA, the notice to appear. This is the official court document that you're going to get a hearing before an asylum judge or immigration judge within 2-3 years, whenever that happens. And we know that the statistics that most of them are not going to show up. The people that I saw and that went straight to the street did not even get issued an NTA, a notice to appear. So they're not even in the system that way. What they instructed them to do is when you get to your final destination, please go to your local ICE office and check in. And so you got to be kidding me that this is what we're running down there and this is what's happening down there. And so I have a lot of strong opinions when it comes to that as a former border agent that worked most of my career on the border and in Mexico.
Okay, folks, and Randy, just to be clear, what you saw, the source video on this is Gateway Pundit. That's Gateway Pundit on YouTube, 100% Fed Up. That's Joe Hoft and Patty McMurray. The guest was a former Border Patrol agent, Victor Avila, the author of Agent Under Fire. Agent Under Fire. If you haven't read that book, that's a story in and of itself, and it has a lot to do with Obama, Biden, and that whole crew. Okay, so, but there is some information, and you may say, well, I've heard this already. I don't know if you, maybe you have, but the fact, Randy Taylor, the fact that he's saying, look, big money behind these NGOs, man. I mean, big, but again, should we expect anything less? I mean, what's your comments on that, on the whole thing?
The whole thing, one thing that I did recognize in there was Catholic Charities.
Yeah.
I had dealings with, or I didn't personally have dealings with them. The company I was working for, that was in the trades, had dealings with Catholic Charities during the Bosnian conflict. And what they said about bringing them in with no ID and covering all their bills and, you know, bypassing a lot of the system, and it was true even back then. There was a labor shortage. This was down in Florida. There was a labor shortage, and you couldn't find tradespeople. And what they did is they were bringing in Bosnians and Serbians in mass, 30, 40 at a time. And the company I worked for would hire every one of them. Now, this was before they got real stringent on ID, social security numbers, things like that. This is back in the early 90s. And so I know Catholic Charities has always been doing this. Now, things should be more stringent now, obviously, since 9/11. You're supposed to have higher security. Obviously, you should have ID.
Right. But it's not happening. And who's behind Catholic Charities?
That's a really good question, but I'll say this, Doug, they're well funded.
Okay, so here's what we need to do. We need to find out who's behind it, who's funding it.
They are well funded. I'll say that very organized.
Okay. And you heard him say how organized they are. Mm-hmm. But for them to be giving out plane tickets, bus tickets, I mean, I don't know about you. I haven't gotten a bus or plane ticket anywhere by anybody ever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure there are people who want to put me on the bus, but that's a different story. But you know.
And if you do go on a plane, you get poked and prodded.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time,
blood samples.
The TSA agent were going like this at each other, you know?
Passport, ID, blood samples.
Yeah, probing.
But that's because we're usually out where the buses don't run.
At least not the coaches, the short buses. I'm in the short bus group. Anyway. So, okay. So now that's not even the worst part though. I mean, so this show, and also note that part of the infrastructure bill goes for this. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got the Epoch Times, and the Epoch Times did a huge expose on the infrastructure bill and how much money is being allocated for the hotel run. Imagine this. I mean, so okay, they come across not tested for COVID, and everyone's crying, hey, you know, we got a COVID crisis here. Okay, well then, what about these people? Well, they're okay. They're brown, so or whatever they say. I don't know what they say, but you get the idea, right? The hypocrisy is beyond measure. So, but hold the phone here, because there's more to this. There's more to this, Randy Taylor, and folks. There's more to this.
But wait, there's more.
Hang on. It's coming. Hang on, let me check my notes here.
Because I thought we were going to have to get you some toilet paper there. It's like, bring her up, buddy. Yeah, easy.
All right. At the 12:18 mark on this, go ahead and hit that.
Land, that Virginia, that part of the country.
Hey, Victor, I had a question.
Pause that for a second. So Eric the Tech, you and I got to talk. Did you pick it up where it left off or not? Or restart at 12:18? Restart to, okay, no, you got to go back to 8:05 and then, I'm sorry about that. You got to go back to 8:05 because this is where you would end.
Border agent that worked most of my career on the border and in Mexico. I asked the border agent at the airport in Harlingen, Texas. I said, listen, what's going on? Why are they being allowed to board? Who is wavering this ID requirement? Who's waiving it? And he's like, they're letting them board with either the NTA if they come from the detention facility, or since the ones that I saw do not have an NTA, Border Patrol issues them a Form 213, it's a form I'm very familiar with. It's a Form 213 is like a biographical information sheet. It has your name, address, date of birth, stuff like that. But the information on there is whatever the alien provided. And there's no verification of that. We don't have verification of date of birth. We don't have, the consulates are nowhere to be found. That was a big issue because when I worked in my career, every time I arrested a foreign national, one of the first things I had to do immediately is to contact that foreign national's consulate and let them know I have a Brazilian in custody. I have a Chinese national in custody. I have a Honduran national in custody, or a Mexican national in custody. And so that was part of my process when I arrested someone. Is that being done? Because I didn't see, the Border Patrol agents told me to my face, the consulates are nowhere to be found. And the reason why this is important is because the consulates are able, they have the systems from their country to check for criminal histories, to check for date of birth, to check for birth certificates and verification of this person's identity, which is a big deal. We want to know because a lot of individuals, and I'm telling you information that I got straight from the Border Patrol agents, a lot of these individuals are coming over, these young men by themselves are 21, 22, claiming to be 17 years old to gain access as an unaccompanied minor. Because if you're an unaccompanied minor, even if you're 17, you're treated as if you're 5 or 6. And no questions asked, you're an unaccompanied minor. And I have a very different opinion about 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are coming in that fashion because a lot of the cartels recruit these individuals at a younger age, at 12, 13, 14. And also, a lot of these individuals are self-admitted gang members and have affiliations to gangs and, of course, to the cartels. And if they're coming in as unaccompanied minors, you know, we're not checking them. We don't know their criminal history. We don't know what they've done for the cartels. We don't know what crimes they've committed. And these individuals are coming to a town near you. There's a big issue here with sustainability, with crime, with education. I just can't foresee how the Biden administration didn't think this through, that all of a sudden you have all these individuals, hundreds of thousands of them now, coming to these small towns. And do they expect a 15-year-old to automatically just go into school and acclimate from one day to the other? The border agents told me, listen, a lot of these people, Victor, the 400 plus that were there, a lot of them can't even read or write Spanish. And so we have education issues, health issues. They're coming across with lice, tuberculosis. They've never been vaccinated like a U.S. citizen is against the measles and all this stuff that we're used to being vaccinated since you're born. They've never been vaccinated for that. So they're bringing those health conditions with them as well. And so it is a mess and it's beyond a crisis. And this is what's going to happen when it trickles. And the ripple effect is going to start coming into the rest of the country, which is, it's already happening. The individuals that I saw there, most of them were coming to the northeast part of the country from Michigan on out to, New Jersey, Maryland, that Virginia, that part of the country.
All right. And it's coming to Erie, Pennsylvania, some 500 to 700, numbers still unknown. It's pretty, under the radar kind of stuff. You know, this, these children being housed in a facility here in my hometown. Well, you damn well better understand I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I want to know how much my tax dollars are paying for this. And I want to know who's in my backyard. I want to know if they're actually children. Or if they're criminals, or if they've, you know, I want to know I want to know who they're bringing in. Okay. Well, so go ahead.
One caveat there that didn't get mentioned at all is it's possible that Biden administration, if they're not checking and they're not calling their consulates and they're not doing these various checks, it's very possible that the Biden administration is bringing them in as refugees. They come in and they make a rough claim. If they do, you cannot contact their country of origin. That's international law.
Okay, I understand that, but that also takes away the...
No, I understand that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just wondering how it's happening within the system.
Okay, exactly. Because if you have Central Americans, for example, the first country of refuge is where you claim asylum.
So theoretically, yeah.
Well,
but I'm just saying the U.S. is a law-abiding country as far as that goes. So if somebody comes across and goes, refugee, they can't contact their consulate. That's all I'm saying. So we don't know isn't the little tag that's being stuck on this paperwork in the back that's allowing them to bypass those checks. No, I agree. I want everybody checked. This is crap. This goes against everything that Trump was doing for the country. This is all part of this mass 2030 agenda by the United Nations. You know, people don't understand. United Nations is handing these orders to Joe Biden.
Biden he's a sponge. Mr. Marvel, you know.
Oh yeah. He's not behind his desk. He's under his desk. Okay. He's
Kamala.
Well, that's true. But they're taking orders from the UN up north, Canada. Trudeau's taking orders from the UN. People aren't getting this. There is a mass immigration going on worldwide. Mass. And the rules are being bypassed. And trust me, Doug, you know, I know people inside the system.
Yep.
And things are being bypassed. Let me tell you another little thing. When this whole China virus thing came out, the Hong Kong flu. The entire time that this was going on, Chinese airlines were allowed to fly into Toronto every day on schedule and fly back to China.
While the
I'm just letting you know,
the flights in China were restricted.
They were flying into Canada and disembarking the plane and going about their business.
Same with the United States.
nuts. It's nuts.
It is. And it doesn't make any sense unless you look through it through the lens of...
Through the, right, the globalist lens.
That's right. Then it does make sense. So you're 100% right there.
But what he was saying about bypassing all the checks, maybe that's a little caveat they have. I don't know. I think it's just full-flown throw the rules out the window. I wish we could get some border agents to talk more. I'd love to have a border agent on the show. Well, if there's any border agents out there that want to talk,
yeah, send an email.
Send an email. I'm telling you, we'd get you on. We'd like to hear from you.
If you want anonymity, we can provide that for you as well.
We can do that too. We'll let you talk, and we'll let Eric do the voiceover
or the modulation. Yeah. Make you sound like one of the Simpsons. Now, that's what they do on MSNBC. Okay, so the last segment here is only a minute. Let's see, 17. It's like a minute 15 seconds, the last segment. I just want to get this in because, and again, this is compliments of Gateway Pundit. Go to Gateway Pundit YouTube channel. The link will be in the program description box. Subscribe and watch the entire video. Watch the entire video. Because the majority of the video, or the much of the video, Agent Avila talks about his experiences. But this is just really what people are looking at right now. So, I'm telling you, it's a great video. So, this is like a minute 15 or so. Listen to or watch this, folks.
On the sidelines, here's the picture of the Catholic Charities NGO that the guard actually let me in. And is highly organized. There's something going on with a group of NGOs, not just here, but down in Mexico, down in Central America, even down into South America, with the aid and abetting of this system. There's a lot of money here, a lot of money trading hands, not just to the cartels, but to the NGOs. The NGOs, some of them, I'm not saying all of them, some of them are hide behind, you know, the church name. They hide behind, you know, we're here to help a humanitarian cause. And there's some that are good, but there's also very, very bad ones in there that are using this to exploit the undocumented individuals coming through. So as you can see, it's a large number of issues, and it doesn't end at the border. The issues don't stop there. They actually begin there. And Jim, you're the second part of these individuals coming to a town near you, already happening around the border. The sheriffs, the school systems are already not knowing what to do with absorbing all these kids, all these family units. All of a sudden, they don't have the resources. The sheriffs all of a sudden don't have the number of deputies adequate as, as you have per numbers per capita to patrol the city. It is a huge, huge ripple effect that's going to continue to happen. And my biggest fear is that the criminal element involved in these caravans is that it's going to end up affecting a U.S. citizen. And that, I don't want to see another U.S. citizen be hurt at the hands of an illegal alien. And I was down there. I met with a lot of angel moms and angel dads. And these are families that have lost their loved one that have been killed at the hands of an illegal alien. We can't forget about them either, you know.
You know, Randy Taylor, when I was in Washington, D.C., I met with the angel families, angel moms. In fact, I attended a press conference at the Capitol. Sabina Shields Freeman has been on this show. She's not an angel, not a member of the organization, but a sister organization or a very like organization to the angel families. Lost her son to an illegal alien. You know, the stories are just incredible as to what is happening up here. So there it is on the NGOs, the charities. So we need to find out who's backing this. We need to do the investigation and report to our viewers and listeners, apparently.
I totally agree. There's more going on here. I guarantee there's some government money flowing through Catholic charities. This isn't like the Vatican open their purse strings. There's something else going on here. And the point is, you take these people, they have nothing. You give them a bus ticket. I don't care if you give them $100. You send them to a city somewhere. They have nothing.
What are they?
They're coming from desperation.
Yeah.
Into a society, okay, that's from a world viewpoint does well. Don't think for 1 second they won't commit a crime in order to survive. And yep. And that's the thing. We don't even know who they were. Nobody bothered to fingerprint them. Right? We don't know. We don't know. And that should really scare everyone. It should. And Biden, this is just another reason he should not have been allowed into the White House. Now we're paying the price.
You know, yeah. And that's why I say we can't let November 3rd go. No. All right. No. Because, and people want to forget about November 3rd. Look, we still got Maricopa County that's fighting the audit, still fighting the audit. We still have Mike Lindell out there fighting like hell. We've got Sidney Powell, of course, fighting. And, you know, people have dismissed Mike Lindell. Look, Mike Lindell did his documentaries from Absolute Proof and his new one from Brandon Haas's studios. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brandon Haas is a friend of the program. All of this, we need to get to the bottom of all this before we can move on. And you're right.
Well, that's the thing that perturbs me with everybody. They're talking about the midterms. They're talking about 2024 and Trump and blah, blah. If Trump got blown out last time with all the exposure he had, what honestly do you think? What chance would he have in 2024?
Well, who can?
unless this 2020 solved, brought to a resolution,
right,
and the voting system is cleaned up, you know, it's a savage war right now over the voting. I mean, even corporations are mouthing off about it. They don't want, you know, voting restrictions, and they act like they're, you know, like asking for ideas, suppressing the vote. Well, you can't buy booze without ID. You can't buy cigarettes without ID. You can't drive a car without ID. You can't check out a library book without ID.
And that's what yesterday's show was about.
You want me to have ID to show that I had a vaccination.
Right.
But heaven forbid that we ask for an ID to nominate and elect the leader of the most powerful country in the world.
Do you think maybe this might be the undoing of the ID? Because criminals are not going to get ID. The illegals aren't. I mean, they're going to shy away from ID, I think. You know, if you're in here, you can't understand the language and you're in here illegally, you're not going to be running to get ID. So could this be the undoing of the digital ID stuff, do you think, or what?
No, it won't be the undoing of it. They'll just entertain the laws that they want to entertain and disregard what they want to disregard, just like they've been doing for decades. I don't see it changing anything. I just don't see it.
All right.
The voting system and bringing this stuff in, I'm sorry to say that, bringing these people in, they know that this is the will of the Democrats. So who do you think they vote for automatically? They're probably being issued Democrat voter IDs to go with their bus ticket. You know what I'm saying? Fill in the blank with whatever name you want, but it says Democrat Party on it. I remember when I showed somebody from Canada, they asked about voting cards, and I said I was Republican. So I whip out my voting card. And I remember they looked at it and they said, "Why is your party on your card?" And I had never thought about it. I had a voting card all my life. But said plain as day, Republican. That's a good question. Why is our party on our card? Have you ever noticed that?
I don't have an answer for you.
I don't either. They were blown away. They were like, "Really? Yeah." I remember. And I was like, I was embarrassed because I'd been there all my life. I never thought twice about it. Well, it doesn't. Yeah, it does say right there, Republican. Wow.
But, you know, I could go down to the courthouse in my hometown in the United States here, I can go down to the courthouse. I could pull a voter registration of my neighbor or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Right. All Which right. they'll do when they sign us to the gulags.
Mm-hmm. True. but I could, okay, so John Smith or Joe Smith, whatever, Democrat, Republican, you know, registered since, oh, I don't know, 1973. Mm-hmm. Here's the address. Mm-hmm. Here's the party affiliation. Now, it doesn't say who this person voted for.
No, but it says we can get who they donated to.
Now, that's a different database, but I'm talking about, you know, a county. I could walk right into the county courthouse right now, and I could pull Eric the Tech's voting card, or registration card, I should say, not voting card, registration card. I can get his address.
And that's my real name, too.
Eric the Tech, right. I just say, hey.
It's hard to read because it's in crayon, but.
Pencil. My marriage license was in pencil, actually. And that's a true story.
Magenta.
You were married at the Triple J Ranch.
Actually, a little Whitechapel, but.
With Elvis?
you know something.
Elvis, Michael Jordan. There's a lot of other ones.
Art Bell is married like a week before me. Right there. Anyway.
Why not?
It was fun. It was fun. Look, folks, I don't know why you tune in. Okay. Don't tune out. Don't tune out.
Tupac.
Peanut butter sandwich.
All right. Folks, we're getting, I know, do we have, how much time we have before the top of the hour, my friend? All right. I just want to talk to you, folks, if you haven't done so already, I want to talk to you about this. And, this, of course, is honey. Now, not the food substance, but honey, the online shopping assistance. I want to talk to you about this. All right. Because we all shop online and we've seen that promo code taunt us at checkout, right? You know what I'm talking about. But thanks to honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and they range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands. They even have food delivery. I'm telling you, Hagman Studios, the Hagman Report, Eric the Tech, myself, we all use Honey. It's a fantastic, it's absolutely fantastic, enhancement to your shopping experience. And here's how it works, just really simply. If you're like me and you're like, well, what do I have to do? I don't know. I don't know if I could do this. Sure you can. Look, just imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. That's it. And wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And bada bing, bada bang, if Honey finds a working coupon, and I've never seen it fail. That's just me. You can watch the prices drop. Now, we've purchased cameras. We've purchased camera equipment, cables, all sorts of things, and used Honey because we can, because we like to save money. And we saved, I can't remember. It was, I think, $17, $18 on a 75, $80 purchase. It was an incredible amount of money that we saved using Honey. This was, I don't know. It was at the beginning of the year. And I remember this because I was just blown away by the fact that Honey was so easy to use and it saved us a lot of money. And no taunting of promo codes at checkout. No, no, no. But it was like, it was an incredible amount of money in percentage wise. So, I just have to say this, Honey has found its over 17 million members, some $2 billion in savings. And this is why you need Honey. And if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. It installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're going to be doing yourself a solid and supporting this broadcast. Yes, you will. I'd never recommend anything that I don't use. You know that. folks who listen and view this program, you know that. I'm 100% behind this. Get honey for free today at joinhoney.com/Hagman. All right. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. J-O-I-N honey, H-O-N-E-Y.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Please do it today and start saving right away. You will thank me later, as I always say. All right. You're listening to the Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Randy Taylor is hanging with me. We're talking about all sorts of things next hour. The bigger picture about the world events. Randy Taylor has got some good stuff he was researching, and he sent me some good stuff. Going to be right back. Stay with us for hour number two. Stay right where you're at. Remember, Stan Dale, you'll be back next week. Everything's fine. Taking the week off. We were going to take today off too, but didn't happen. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Eric, the text said, "Hey, when you see yourself on the preview monitor." So I wasn't looking at the preview monitor. You're listening and watching the Hagman Report right here on Global Star Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. Hour number two. Today, America held hostage day number 82, I believe it is. And, this is, of course, Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. We're kind of laid back today. If you notice that we're kind of laid back, just talking amongst ourselves because of the heavy news day. It really is a heavy news day, and it's really a heavy news cycle. Every single day is. Don't forget Thursday. Join Steve Quayle and myself as we, get into the world news on Thursday. And it's interesting because Steve made the, what do they call that? The, right wing nuts of the week last week. Yeah, that's right. You didn't catch that? You know, it's amazing what the places like Media Matters and such do to Steve Quayle and other people talking about, the transhumanism in the context of the, vaccine and such. And yet here it is. Here we are. All right. Before I go any further, I want to mention this. If you are looking for a way to save some extra money, and everyone is today, believe me, everyone I talk to is looking for a way to save some extra money. Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? It just makes total sense to me. It does. If you have credit cards, what I want you to do is I want you to take your credit card statements and look at the interest rates on all of them. Put them on the kitchen table right there, right in front of you. Look at the balances. Look how much interest you're paying. And then refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And I want to thank them for being great sponsors. This is a great company, by the way. I've got to tell you, I've used them. We've used them. I've sent others to use Lightstream, and they have really done us well. And Lightstream, it's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. It's lower than the average credit card rate of over 18% APR. You know, the rate's fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. There are no fees. You can even get money as soon as the same day you apply. You know, Lightstream, they believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver in every single case. Now, just for you, my listeners, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. That's right. The only way, however, to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. I'm going to spell it out for you here, okay? LightStream.com/Hagman. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Now make sure you have two N's at the end of Hagman. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR, including a 0.50% auto-pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, two ends on Hagman for more information. And as I said, you will thank me later. All right, Randy Taylor and I are just kind of addressing the various issues at hand. Randy Taylor, you know, yesterday you had sent me an email, and people are talking about this now, about that shooting, the female police officer that shot Dante Wright that we spoke about yesterday, that it's now causing additional riots, you know, in Minnesota. Of course, you know, the body cam video of the police officer saying, "I'm going to tase you. Taser, taser, taser. Whoops, I had, you know, my Glock." Bang. And then he takes off and he's dead. What are your thoughts on this? Given your experience in law, let me be very precise here. Given your experience with law enforcement, given your experience with the criminal element, given your experience with military, with the entire process, what are your thoughts on this? I mean,
As far as
the whole thing, I mean,
mistaking her taser for a Glock. that part was just a little hard to buy. Two different worlds there.
You know, I almost brought. I don't mean to interrupt, but I almost brought a taser that a police officer issued, a police issued taser, because I've got mm-hmm. one. I almost brought mm-hmm. one out to show people, mm-hmm. And a Glock.
Yep.
Okay. And yep. There's a.
They're not even on their uniforms. They're not even located in the same area. I mean, if you don't know what you're reaching for,
yeah,
you know what I mean? They're distinctly on every officer you see. They're distinctly placed apart. It isn't like boom, boom. You know, it isn't like it's distinctly placed apart.
Well,
for a reason.
And generally speaking, the taser's on your weak side in your
right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the rule in law enforcement, okay, when I did personal security and things like that, the rule was always keep your right hand free for your weapon.
Or in the case of being, unless you're left-handed, and then keep your
left hand free. Well, right. Oh, yeah, in my case, I'm sorry, I'm right-handed. But yeah, it was always keep your gun hand free.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Period. It didn't matter. Even if you had pulled over a vehicle on an installation and you were writing a ticket.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You did. You have the clipboard in your left hand, and you always kept your right hand free, plain and simple. And then you went back to your vehicle to write the ticket.
Right.
This whole thing. Now, I also, I'm devil's advocate on everything here, because I'll be honest with you. I'm sick and tired of people resisting arrest and then doing various things like jumping back in their vehicle or going for a knife in their van or whatever, and then wondering why they get shot. Because I'll tell you, I've been pulled over before. I've been asked to get out of the vehicle and everything, and I do what I'm, you know what I do, what I'm told. Why? If I broke the law, I was speeding. Okay?
And I've been felony stopped before in the context of my PI business, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you
And let me tell you something. Sure. The pucker factor goes up exponentially.
But you don't fight. You don't act like an ass. I was always taught, okay, in that situation, the guy with the gun is making the rules.
You got okay? that right.
Plain and simple, I'm not bulletproof. And unfortunately, we're seeing certain people within our society that think they're going to get a pass and do whatever they want once they don't like what the policeman has to say. Okay?
Yep.
It doesn't work like that. And I'm sorry. As soon as you push past the officer, shove the officer, start resisting arrest, and then do something like jump into a vehicle. I'll tell you right now, a vehicle is more dangerous than a gun. Hard reality. Think about it.
Statistically speaking, yes.
That is about a 3,500 pound bullet that can kill a lot of people. It's nuts. And then just the fact that somebody jumps back into their car, you don't know if they're going for the glove box, reaching under the seat, you don't know. I'm sorry that she shot the guy. I honestly, Doug and I were talking about this earlier, and this is a sensitive area, but if it had been myself when I was younger, I probably could have kept him from getting in the vehicle. I'm not being an ass. I'm not being a chauvinist or anything, but I've seen some of these young ladies they have out here and what they're asking them to do without someone present is a problem. If you, if you weigh 110 pounds and I weigh 230, I don't care if you know karate, jujitsu. I don't care. I'm gonna flatten you if I want to. Well, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Okay, and let's talk about this because look,
I want to be. Yeah, I don't want to.
Because early '80s, late '70s, I was accepted in NYPD. I took their tests and all that, and I failed the eye exam in both NYPD as well as down in Florida, St. Petersburg, Tampa area. And I was actually, you know, going to be a police officer, and I went through municipal training and all that stuff. Okay, so having said that, there were physical requirements. You had to pass a physical. You had, and there was no, well, you know, it's okay. We're gonna grade you on a curve.
Yeah, I know.
So, but that's for your own protection, for my own protection. You know,
it's so, also for the assailant, the person, the victim, or not the victim, the suspect's protection.
Right, right. So, you know, I look, what you said, I'm going to say out loud. I believe what we witness there is a product of this. Is it affirmative action or is it, you know, what is it? Not affirmative action. It's a lot.
No, it's equal. It's equal opportunity and all. But I think sometimes it's just like we talked about with more women in combat. There's just sometimes that those things need to be done a little differently.
Right.
And in this particular case, it's just like, I don't know, when you're talking about having to apprehend someone by person or contain someone or detain someone, you know, you have to be in good shape to do that. You have to have some weight behind you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you got to body slam these people. I mean, you've all seen cops and the different things where you got five full grown men fighting with a suspect on the ground.
What you going to do when they come for you?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because if and especially if they've done some PCP or something, there's superhuman strength. Unbelievable. You literally have to knock them out. So asking, you know, a young lady, and I'm tough as nails. That's fine. We're not talking about a situation where she can go in and the first thing is pull the trigger. She's perfectly capable of that. She's as capable as I am.
She's
capable. Okay. Kicking in a door. I'm cool with that. She can come with me. Okay. Why? Because if there's going to be any action, it's probably going to be shooting. Okay. She can do that. I'm cool with that. But to ask her to detain a suspect of that size, you know what I mean? Can be difficult. I just think you're asking a lot.
See, you can't schedule that. You can't schedule those activities.
Exactly. And then you want to complain how she handled it.
Right. So,
how many choices did she have?
Exactly. Well,
just let him go? I'm sorry. If that's the case, if you're going to let him go, would you pull him over for in the first place?
And yeah, you know, this is getting so much wrong stuff in the media. This guy was no choir boy. This kid, okay? And I showed the pictures.
They never are. Yeah.
Yeah. A gang member, you know, the whole shebang. So, I agree with you. And I also happen to agree. And ladies out there, you can send me hate mail and stuff, but you know,
send it to Doug, right?
And I'll tell you something though. Here's the thing. If I'm married or if I have a sweetheart or my daughter or my granddaughter or my wife or whatever, I don't want to see her go out and put herself in a position of danger, for crying out loud. That's what guys do, right? Or am I
especially the way things are today? There used to be a respect for police officers, and the young ladies were safe at that time.
Safer.
This is a different world today.
But now, okay, now hold that thought, because one thing I'm not on board with, and I don't like the police doing, and I'm a thin blue line guy all the way down, except when they carry out these unlawful mandates, you know, you've got to shut the church down, or you got to do this or do that.
Yes.
You know, I'm only following orders. My patoot, you're only following orders. Okay. Stop it. I've got no respect for, if you are a cop out there and you're doing that, I've got no respect for you. Or if you're looking the other way when people are crossing the border illegally, I've got no respect for you. Okay. If you are upholding the Constitution.
Exactly. And that's the key, upholding the Constitution and their oath, because they say, well, I'm following orders. Well, that's great. What if your lieutenant at roll call this morning said, I want you to stop at 4 fast food restaurants and going to clean out one of the registers.
That's a good analogy.
I'm just following orders.
Yeah.
Your following orders is a Nuremberg defense. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Because at the end of the day, each of us are responsible. And I know this. You know what? I've had times in my life where I did the right thing and I got in a lot of trouble for it. I got in a lot of trouble for it.
Oh, you know,
for doing the right thing. And, you know what? I'd still do it the same way.
And there you go. And that's what makes us different. And for, you know, I had Frank Serpico on this show, and Frank Serpico. And in fact, I met him at the courthouse.
I would love to meet him in person. I absolutely would love to meet him.
Nice guy.
One of my heroes growing up.
Mine too. And but I got to tell you, he exposed so much corruption with the police force. Mm-hmm.
It was par for the course. It wasn't like out of 100 cops there were two dirty ones. It's like out of 100 cops there were two clean ones.
Exactly.
That's how nutty it was, specifically at the time he was in, which what was that? That was early 70s.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, corruption was run amok in that area.
And you know, when I spoke with him off air, because it was a great conversation. I mean, the guy, boy, I'll tell you, the enemies he made. Well, he got shot in the face, all right, and was left to die by his own. And it's, folks, if you don't know the story of Frank Serpico, if you're too young, please look that up. But what an interview, and what a great guy. But let's see, Frank Serpico, in my view, he'd be walking right now. He's, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And that's what we need, don't we? We need police officers saying, we're not going to do this. You're insane. I'm not going to go shut that church down.
No, and that's where the police officers make themselves an enemy of the people, the very people that want to support them. Most people want to support the police. The majority of people in this country want to say good job and support the police.
I agree.
But they're turning on the wrong people. We're not the bad guys. If we don't want to wear a mask, or we decide we're going to go to church when the government says no, I'm sorry. And folks, if you're doing that, bravo for civil disobedience. I'm all for it. I had this discussion with family members. I'm all for it.
It's peaceful
civil disobedience. You're not out there beating up anybody. You're not burning any properties down. You're not robbing old ladies or shooting police officers. You're being civilly disobedient, and God bless you for it.
Well, okay, that brings us to the next issue. Why are these police officers seemingly protecting Antifa and BLM in Minnesota, in other areas, Portland, Seattle, you know, these blue crap hole areas? Why are we seeing police just bending over and taking it from Antifa? And I'm sorry for that visual, but I mean, that's what they're doing. And yeah. Is it, are they just following orders from the top? Is that what this is all about?
I would say that's what the majority of it's about. Yes.
Well, then, you know what? You know, if I'm going to be target practice for a little crap head, skinny jean puke out there in the street, I might as well be home watching, you know, reruns of, My Three Sons or something. I don't know.
And we don't know, like say, let's say after Ferguson, we don't know nationwide because we would never see those stats. How many police officers retired or quit the job?
I'm
not doing this. Okay. So the next question is, who are their replacements?
And is that the goal? Is that the goal?
Well, come on. Didn't we watch where that who was the guy? Was it a Somali guy? Shot the woman at her house, a housewife, a cop. He was a cop. What was the deal there? You remember this?
You're not talking about Breonna Taylor, are you? No.
I'm talking about the lady was at her house in her nightgown, and the cop capped her. And he was some foreign guy that they had hired and made a police officer.
Oh, yes.
But that's what I'm saying. Is that who's filling the ranks? I look around, and when I see a lot of cops, not so much deputies and sheriff's departments, but city cops in different cities. Mm. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I'm not quite sure in New York where they've got basically like a little Muslim police department and Muslim patrol cars. I don't get what's going on there. You've seen that?
Yes. I've seen that. Under whose authority are they operating?
Look at the Sterling Saphead up there that likes to eliminate old people as an experiment. I think he was trying to run neck and neck with Hitler to see how many people he could knock off.
Yeah, that's
Cuomo.
Yeah, Cuomo and his brother
Fredo defends him. Yes, that's two guys I'd love to spend 30 seconds in an elevator with. Why? Because I got a bad foot, so it doesn't matter. I'm in an elevator with you. You ain't leaving until I say so. Ladies and gentlemen, I've proven over time I can take a beating.
I'm not going to say a word because I've seen some things and I can't get some things out of my head.
Well, yep. Isn't Cuomo the one that wears that little boob ring? Doesn't he wear the little booby bar?
Don't go there. I don't know.
I thought we saw it through his shirt one day. It's like, what is this up here?
Which one, Fredo or
which? No, which one? Which one wears the nipple thing?
Seriously, I don't know. I don't want to know.
Cuomo. It's hilarious. I saw his shirt. He had a white polo shirt on, and you could see the bar through his nipple. I'm like, really?
That hurts just even talking about it. I mean,
realizing that they're in charge of anything more than a Dairy Queen should keep people awake at night. I wouldn't trust them with a Dairy Queen if I owned one.
Oh, man. No, you know what? What you just described, I don't know why, but I've got this really bad desire for a pair of jumper cables, okay? to use jumper cables.
And a bowl of water.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay.
Eric's looking that up right now. Well, he's Googling nipple bar.
He said, I'll show you mine. No, he didn't say that.
Mine are ceramic, so.
Okay.
Folks, you know, you just got to have fun sometimes, right? Okay. It can't all be serious.
If you can't laugh, I'll tell you what, some of the best times to laugh is when you're sitting in your little bunker and you guys are discussing the enemy is coming and you might as well laugh about it. I mean, it's serious, but at the same time, if you got to find the humor and stuff, people. I'm saying that because a lot of the emails I see, people are really tensed out. They have COVID fatigue. They've got lockdown fatigue. Folks, look for the humor in some things. Please
do that.
And you're especially with your kids. Like if your kids aren't allowed to go to school and things like that, you will pay extra special attention to the little ones because they're in dark places right now. Okay. And please pay attention to them. Pray for them. Spend time with them. Have family game nights. You know, do some things. Okay. Because their little lives are a lot different. Most of us have had 30, 40 years or whatever of good life. And then we get this little bad patch. Well, if you're only 8 or 9 years old, and 1 year of that's already bad patch, that's a good chunk of your life. So please put it in perspective and keep the little ones in mind. I'll ask you that. Okay.
That's a good box. No, I'll tell you what. that's a very good picture. I don't know how else to describe it, but, you know, consider an 8, 9, 10-year-old yeah. in a year out of their life. It's kind of like the saying, you know, about your dog. You know, you've got your dog for, what, however many years. And as the saying goes, you know, that's 10, 15 years of your life, but it's all of the dog's life.
Yes.
And so look at it like that. If you're an animal lover, dog lover, look at it like that. Although I don't mean to compare children with dogs, but.
And two.
No, but this is really tough.
Hang on a second. Go ahead, Eric.
Their lives are much different than even when I grew up. They're already limited. They already can't go a couple blocks away. They can't do stuff like that. So this just adds to it. So they're really, really locked down.
Yeah. Did you hear that? You remember when we were kids, you used to ride your bike, you know, no helmet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Just the social interaction.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid you got a solitary one kid and that social interaction is gone. And then it's ridiculous. They look at us, we're their parents and we allowed this.
And that's, boy, isn't that something? You know,
if that isn't a driving force every day for us to want to make things better, that's what gets me up in the morning. That's why when I was laying there in the hospital bed, I was determined I'm going to get well because I got a little one that's dependent on me to change things.
Exactly. And that's in the parents, you know, this goes back to as well. This goes back to the bigger issue or a big issue, you know, trust the plan. Oh my goodness. Trust the plan. I love your line. I love the line said, you know, well, your plan sucks. Okay. Because it's not working. I think Ted Brewer said that, but anyway, so it goes back to this bigger thing here. As people, as parents, here's my question. Why in the hell aren't we taken to the streets? Politics aside, as parents, why aren't we banging the doors on some of the, I mean, busting doors in?
The people that voted for Trump, imagine if we just all decided that on Tuesday night of the first week of May, we're taken to the streets.
Wait, didn't we do 70, that?
How many? 75, 100? But I'm just saying. Can you imagine 75 to 100 million people taken to the streets? And not to mention the people that now regret that Biden is in office, that voted for that asshat.
Well, yeah.
Think about if we all decided just to take to the streets, even if we didn't do a thing except show up.
That's okay.
Just march the streets and be seen. It would scare people. That would scare the other side.
You know, because what you just said.
Everybody's afraid of 300 little Antifa and BLM little fairies out there. Okay.
We'll crush them like cockroaches.
Imagine 50, 60,000 conservative patriots in orderly fashion just decide to go downtown at the same time.
And you know what? We wouldn't even have to say a word. We'd just look.
Nope. That's it. Right. Silence. Yep. Absolutely. And the silence would scare them. Speak volumes.
You know, people are constantly sending me emails. What can I do? What can we do? We got to do something. for crying out loud. You know, let's do something like that. Okay. Yes. Or, you know what? Because.
And that's not even civil disobedience.
No, that's just showing up. Let's just show up.
That's right. That's called being seen, being accounted for.
I'm going to go down, you know, let's go down to the school. Let's go down to supervisor's meeting or city council meeting.
Let's go St. Louis. Go down to the riverfront.
There you go.
Right under the arch.
Okay.
There's got to be 100,000 people in St. Louis that go down there. You show up for the VP fair. Hmm. And you can't show up for your conservative support. And that's all it is. Anybody says, what are you here for? Because I'm a patriot. That's all you got to say. What are you guys doing? Patriots. It's a Patriot March. That's it. Nobody needs to be armed. Nothing.
No.
Just show up. And you know what? You would scare them to death. And the best part is, if there was nothing broken and no violence, they can't badmouth you in the media.
Oh, they could, but they wouldn't. They
get good luck. Do you have any video to back that up?
And this is the same media that says, oh, it's a peaceful protest as a building crumbles and fire behind them, you know.
We need to work on definitions, I think, with these people.
But see, okay, and I think it's time right now. I really do. You know, I don't know what in the hell we're all waiting for. That's just me. I don't know what we're waiting for.
Well, it's like we talked about this, and I've split hairs with people on this show over this.
Yes, you have.
There's nobody coming to save us, people.
And see, okay, and
if you're waiting for somebody, for Superman to show up, you got a long wait, because Superman gone. Superman didn't even around. Okay, I'm not sure there was a Superman to begin with, because everything I saw, somebody abandoned ship on me. All right. So people are going, well, just wait. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Imagine that mentality in 1775. Sex.
You know what? We wouldn't be here.
No, we'd be talking English or
you guys. We absolutely would not be here. We'd be all members of the Roman Catholic Church of England, and we'd be paying taxes up the wazoo. If we even showed up in the lineage, you know what I mean? I mean, think about it. What are you waiting for? We talked about earlier, this has to start at county level. People, get off your asses and get busy. Call some friends. If everybody called five people.
Yes.
You could have a huge group, and in your little county, in whatever, Oklahoma or Arkansas or whatever, if 500 of you showed up downtown, or 1,000 of you, or 1,500, guess what? People are going to start talking.
Well,
and isn't there safety in numbers, Doug?
Of course.
Aren't you more likely to jump into the fight if you see that, all right, there's already 10 people jumping into the fight?
Yes. Yes.
Bingo.
But you
they're
know.
Safe. There's that. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to bring people to HagmanReport.com. Remember that video, April 10th is when I posted it. I think it was this epic Shasta County woman getting up.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. It's a 17-minute long video, okay, but it watch every minute of it and understand this is one woman, but she had seemingly a cheering crowd behind her. I don't think she went there alone. But the fact of the matter is, she made a difference. And it was a fantastic video, and she gave them, you know, what for. I'm telling you, man, she dished out a heap of
this is county level.
Exactly.
Stop and think about that. We're talking about how many cities are in a county. This woman is operating at county level, taking down the tyranny at county level.
Right. Exactly.
City level. If you do city level, you got my support. But she's going county level. I don't know how many cities are in Shasta County. But the point is, she went to bat. She stepped up. She has guts. She has intestinal fortitude. She has vision. And she's demanding to be heard. And they're hearing her. And they felt her. That's awesome.
Yep.
Man, if that happened in every county, Think of, I'll tell you what, we talk about the voting integrity. If you could go in there and put the D.C., the clowns that are in there protecting those voting machines now, and put the right people in those seats, guess what? You'd get your audits of the 2020 election.
You know
what's left of the machines.
Exactly.
If not, they'd say, get those machines out of here. I never want to see them again.
And so tell me, Randy Taylor, why aren't the people, look, I'm not in Maricopa County, okay? Now, is that an excuse? Yeah, it's an excuse.
We're lazy.
Okay. So if this happened, if we had this audit ordered in Erie County where I'm at, or if I was in Maricopa County, is that it? We're just lazy?
Because I think we're lazy, afraid, or we don't know the mechanics of it.
Okay.
And I think that's where a lot of this is just the education of people. And just let's use the video for example. As soon as you said it's a 17-minute video, nobody's going to go watch it.
That's true. Yeah.
You know why? Because I can get a fake Whopper, French fries, and a fake strawberry milkshake in 2 minutes at Burger King. Why would I watch a 17-minute video?
Or a 2-hour show. My gosh. Thank you.
Oh, now, are you going to, wait a minute. It's that, or you're going to cut into the good doctor? You know what I mean? People, priorities, people.
Yeah.
Priorities. Yeah. This is your life. This is when you look across the table at your kids and your wife and or if you got a bigger family gathering, which I hope you had at Easter, regardless of what all the government said. Okay. If you look them in the eye, can you look them at the end? You look them in the eye and say, I'm doing everything I can. Can you say that?
No.
Let's go one step further. Look in the mirror.
That's a problem for
me. I have used that mirror since I was a young man, and I look in the mirror, and I look in my own eyes. I don't look at the straggly hair and everything that's wrong with me. I look myself in my eyes, and I look into my own soul. And I do it at night, and I say, did I do everything right today by mankind? Did I do my best today? Am I happy with myself? And if you can sit back and watch all this happen and not do anything, not get out and speak or whatever, do something, talk to a neighbor, then you haven't done anything. And if you can look in the mirror and you're happy with yourself, then you're pathetic. You are pathetic. And shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. God's counting on you. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. We're killing our unborn babies. We've turned it to where men can go into the girls' bathroom and pee. Okay? What is going on here? This has gone nuts. This has to stop. And God, remember, one day you're going to meet God. He's going to hold you responsible for it. And I'm on this show with Doug. I'm really not even supposed to be doing this.
That's right.
I'm just telling you. My doctor has been totally against it. But you know what? And Doug works with me on this. There's been days that I said I'm going to do the show, and a half hour before I couldn't do it. I felt like I was going to pass out. But I'm here. And I'm doing it. And when I was in the hospital, we were working on this. And I've been home with IVs in my arms and nurses coming in and out of the different places that I'm at. The point is, I'm still out there working for you, my Christian patriot brothers and sisters. I don't do this because I have nothing to do. I have plenty to do.
Yeah.
But I love you guys, and I love this country. And first and foremost, I love my maker. I love my God. And I just feel like we've really dropped the ball here on this beautiful gift that we were given 200 and some years ago. We were given a beautiful thing here, something that should have blossomed and turned into the, what we're turning into now is the rest of the world. We are supposed to be apart from the rest of the world. We're supposed to be the best. We are the United States of America, one nation under God. And we have forgotten that. We don't even want to see God on the wall behind the judge in the courthouse. We suck. We allowed this. But you know what? I'm still breathing. And you got to fight on your hands. You picked it. You started it. You drew first blood, not me. But you got to fight on your hands now. And I'm not talking about a physical fight. I'm going to come at you with everything I can think of. And my friend Doug Hagman is going to come with me. And our friends and our networks. We're coming for you. And if we have to do it county by county and city, by golly, we're going to do it. I hope I made myself perfectly clear. Thank you. Let me step down off my soapbox.
I'm glad you said what you said. And I think that, speaking from the heart, I think that really, makes a difference.
It gets my blood boiling. You want to get my blood boiling? Disrespect the Lord God Almighty as a country.
And that's what we're doing by not doing anything.
Yes. Complacency.
And you know, you had said something earlier too, and I want to just address this and make sure people understand this. You know, we've got a 2-hour show and people say, well, it's too long. You can't do it. You know, I wish you would, or you should only do like, you know, 15-minute shows or whatever. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how hard would it be if you're, you know, watching 15-minute increments or 10, whatever you can do? But what gets me, and the reason I mention this is not because of this show at all. The information that is out there, there's so much information, so many people giving great information. And, you know, I tip my hat to Owen Schroyer, who I've, again, I like to consider a friend, and I've met him and we've spent time together, and Alex Jones and others who do shows. It's time, I think right now, it's time for us to say, okay, we'll do the shows. But we're going to have to move the microphone over here or take it with us because we're going to go down, and we're going to go down to city council or county, meeting or the school board. And we're going to show up, and we'd like some back, you know, some people that have our back. But what you said is just astounding. You know, we're coming, and we are coming.
Don't underestimate us. No. I'm more determined now than ever. I've been dealt some hard blows here, but I'm still standing. And I'm coming. And I'm getting stronger every day.
And I'm one devious
son of a gun. Don't underestimate the little guy. Rock your world, baby.
Boom! Go ahead, press that. What's this button do? Oh, I never saw that before. Hey, where's that car go?
Yeah, y'all screwed up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Boy, I didn't hear that whiz by my head, did I? Okay.
Yeah. It's not. But, folks, we can't do it by ourselves. Doug and I are just two guys. Doug, Eric, and I are just three guys.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All us little personalities on the radio put together might be 1,000 guys, okay? But here's the point. We need you.
Yes.
If I'm going to walk into a council meeting, I want to know that I got 400 or 500 people outside pushing in that door. I want it when they look, they know that they're not just talking to Randy Taylor.
There you go. And that's
they're talking to Randy Taylor and company, and company's cranked off.
And it's not just Randy Taylor or Doug Hagman or whoever. It's you.
It's okay? Not. Yes.
It's we're talking to you. You be the one to make that call.
Yes. Yes. Go out there and be the Jack Bauer of politics. There's a little Jack Bauer in all of us. You know, go do it to it. Go. What? Just do it.
You know,
do it.
I want to
talking about just do it
precisely and understand. Man. this is something it kind of fits with what we're talking about, but it kind of doesn't in a way, but I want to get it out there. There are, and I don't know if you, how many people have seen this, but there are about 16 top law firms. Okay. Now you and I, Randy Taylor and folks, you listen to this. We were talking about, November 3rd. All right. And from November 3rd, what do we have? We had, states engaging in election reform, right? Including Georgia and others. And yesterday I had talked about on this show, the 100 CEOs calling up, you know, on a Zoom call over the weekend on Saturday, fighting this election reform. Because why? Because they want to rule the world. They want to rule. These are corporate little corporate cockroaches. All right. The top multinationals. Well, now, and this is important for people to really grasp. There are 16 law firms right now who have gotten together to battle state election reform legislation. I don't know if you heard me correctly, but this has been reported by NBC that 16 major national law firms, they're all communist in my view, have signed on to this agreement to create this SWAT-style legal team to immediately drag any state election reform efforts into court. How do we fight that? We fight that by exactly what Randy Taylor and myself, you know, we fight that in the streets by showing up. Because even, and tell me, I don't know if you heard about this, Randy Taylor, but, you know, they're pushing back on you mentioned about voting machines, if we all showed up, if we did stuff. Now they're getting these law firms out there and they're suing the states that are going after the, you know, boy, you can't go after the voting machines. You can't go after, you can't make an audit. You can't do this. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Bull crap. We can't.
Yes, you can.
You can throw all the paper you want at us, law firms, but we're coming out. We're going after you.
Yeah.
You might not be able to win in the court of law because of the courts, but you can certainly win in the street, and that's where we're going. We're not going to fight you on your turf. We're going to fight you on our turf, and our turf is the street. And this is not some boxing match. This is a cage fight. So that's, I'm just telling you a little bit of news in the midst of our conversation.
Yeah. Do you want to run that clip there of the guy chewing out the CNN reporter?
Yeah, you sent that to both Eric and I, right? Let me see.
Actually, you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, 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 yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was good. That got me tickled.
Folks, yeah, if you can see this, I didn't. Did I send this to you, Eric? The CNN one. It was like 3:47 this morning, I think it was. Folks, watch this.
That's good. That's something nice to see over coffee.
Since we're all over the place, and this is kind of an informal thing, we're sitting back having coffee together, and
it's all intertwined. It's all intertwined.
You're right. Watch this, and don't worry.
This is 6 degrees of globalism.
There you go. Yeah, and hum the theme. Don't worry, be happy. Go ahead.
That is all tear gas, and it is extremely strong. If you look just now, I'm going to try to sort of stand in the street a little bit. You look there. Now you can see. Now you can see. You want to talk to me? Do you want to talk to me? Okay, cool. Now, don't take my mic, but we're cool. Okay. What's your name?
What's my name? My name is my name.
All right. So tell me what you think about what's going on.
What I think about this is all the press and all the extra shit y'all do makes this worse.
You think so?
Yes. When people want to protest, they shouldn't do it in front of a fucking police. Courthouse. Shit like that. You get what the fuck I'm saying?
I want you to be careful. I want you to be careful. I really
of what?
Do. Of anything that
this
can hit you. Of anything that can hit you. Look at all the stuff.
What?
Of this.
Of what?
Of this.
Do it look like I'm scared?
No, you don't.
Do it look like I'm scared?
You don't.
Exactly. Y'all need to get up out of here with all that twisting up the media ass shit.
Okay.
Real shit.
You don't know me, but we
I don't know you.
We're going to get to know each other. That's
you're
what we're going
to
do.
Each other,
yes,
huh?
We are.
Let's
we
see.
Are. We are.
How you gonna know me?
We're gonna talk. I'm gonna share our number with you. All right, let's do it.
No, let's do it right
here. Let's do it. All right, here's my phone. Let's go ahead and share my number.
Talk about something that's real.
Tell me what's real.
Y'all just gonna edit out the shit.
We're live.
And then y'all gonna edit out some other shit.
We're live.
We're not fucking live.
I'm live right now.
I don't care if you live or not.
Okay, but
get away from here with all that media shit that y'all doing.
Right now.
Look.
We're with CNN.
Then take that camera all the way the fuck up there.
We are going up there.
Take it all the way the fuck up there. Y'all doing all the extra shit for the backhand shit to make people look all crazy than what the fuck they are.
All right, then you watch us because that's where we're going. All right, so everybody's.
Oh, forgive us for the language, but
the message is clear, baby.
And that aired without edits on East Coast CNN.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's rough when even the protesters are tired of the media, because the media is always on their side.
And that was from Minnesota over the protests, right? And it's interesting how. I don't know. I didn't send this to you. I wonder if
at the very least he cost CNN some money.
Yeah, exactly.
How many have followed?
Let's see. That was.
Let's put that in the calculator.
That's probably a good $2,000 worth of.
That was awesome.
Fine. Now they're once again going to have to give their host another pay cut.
But you're right. I'm glad you had us run that because despite the language there.
That made my morning.
You know, you said something though. It's bad when even the people involved in this are sick of the media. Did you see how she that anchor tried to cater to that guy? Yeah. I mean, it was sickening.
Yeah. She was honestly afraid of being shut off.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk.
I'm on your side. He's like, well, we can go up there.
She's a media prostitute.
Pretty much they all are. And I've got to say this, when you look at the media, and this is why people say, well, you're a journalist. No, I'm not a journalist. Hell, I'm not a journalist. No. I'm not a media person. I'm an investigator. I'm an investigator that's behind this thing. Yeah. Why? I don't know. And probably after this show, neither do you guys.
Yeah, well, we tell you like it is. And I'll be honest with you, you've heard me say more than once, I'm going to be the devil's advocate and play the other side. And I do, because we're analyzing it, sometimes live on the air with you.
In real time doing this.
Yeah, I'm talking. I haven't even had a chance to talk about it. You hear our conversation. That's it.
Yeah. And some of the best shows, and I have to say this, some of the best shows are like that. Unscripted. And okay, we don't know exactly what we want to talk about because there's so much to talk about, but we're going to talk about what's on our hearts and on our minds. And you gave just a tremendous account moments ago.
This show is podcast format.
There it is. Yeah. And people don't get that too. Some people don't get that. They podcast format. You want to explain that, Eric, or do you think it's self-explanatory?
There's really no script.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a little list of stuff that we say we're going to talk about. There's so many times that out of the 10 things there, we only actually talked about three, because in good, solid analytical conversation, one subject leads to another.
It does.
And there's so much input into a quality analytical conversation. When you're analyzing, you don't shut things out. You bring them in. You bring them in. You bring them in, because that's going to feed that initial analysis.
And that's people don't understand the professional analytics of what you've done in the past. And there's a process.
There's no bias. What we do is we remove the bias, and sometimes that upsets people.
Yep.
And you say, well, that's not what I agree with. Well, you don't agree with it? Turn the channel. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. I'm here for the majority, not for the few.
No, I don't think that's – I'm not here for the majority or the minority. I'm here for the truth.
No, I'm going to say for the majority, because the majority of our people follow along and know where we're coming from.
Okay, the majority agree with the truth.
Or exactly. Yeah, but we're always going to have a peanut gallery. When I say peanut gallery, I'm talking about people that just slam us for no reason. No reason.
Well, they've got reasons, but they're not evident, not visible. Okay. And the reasons are sometimes a little bit.
Yeah. But the majority of our listeners are pretty solid people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, judging from emails I get, I mean, if you get, 50 emails, there might be one negative one there. Mm.
Yeah, it depends. Okay. It depends on the death threats.
Well, you get, well, yeah, you. The ones that have been following Doug for a while, they got his email address down.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of you folks took a break on me while I've been down, and I appreciate it. I've answered emails as I could. There's just some days I'm just wiped up. Okay. But that's just the way it is. But that's changing.
And that's the thing too. I mean, you know, like Standale today, I'm sure he could have been on.
Our prayers, please, for Standale.
Yeah. Thank you. And you know, he's just really, wiped out. So, but he'll be back next week without a doubt. And, but you're right. Look, you know, here it is. 2021. I want to. If you don't mind, just how quickly things go, because one thing leads to another, like you said, this is going to be like a non sequitur, but I wanted to make sure people saw this. I just sent you, Eric the Tech, side by side top headline thing, leads, whatever you want to call them. I don't know, but Randy Taylor. And folks, check this out, okay? This is how fast, I just want to toss this out there. This is how fast things are happening today. Daily Mail headlines 1 year apart. Okay, now folks, if you can't read, I think you can read that. Okay, so you might say, well, what does this have to do with anything? Where'd I put that just now? Because I can't read the preview monitor. Okay. More than 25% of all Americans, 44% of Republicans believe conspiracy theory that Bill Gates is planning to use COVID-19 vaccine to implant microchips in people. And then a year later, Pentagon scientists reveal a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before you show symptoms and a filter that extracts the virus from blood. Okay. So what was conspiracy theory a year ago is not conspiracy theory anymore.
And Eric, didn't I send you something from ID2020.org Alliance?
Yeah.
Yeah, that right there, that kind of rattled my cage this morning.
Okay.
When you see it in bold print like this, this is an actual organization. This isn't rumor. This isn't Hagman Report saying it. This isn't Alex Jones saying it. This is actually, if Eric could put that up on the screen.
Yeah, there it is right there. Is that the, ID 2020,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
An approach that is holistic, market-based, and addresses the full scope and scale of the challenge.
Yes, and the challenge is implanting stuff inside of you.
Yeah.
This chipping is nuts. You. Yeah, chipping you. That's it. And this is big. This is a lot of companies and governments and everything involved. This is the future. The mark of the beast is coming, people. I don't know exactly which one and which form it'll be, but it's coming. Be advised. And it really doesn't matter which one. We need to stave all of this off before any of them come.
You know, people say you can't change prophecy, but I think you can delay it.
I don't think it's time yet. I don't think the good Lord's given up on us yet.
I like to think not, at least for the sake of my children and their children and, for the future generations. But you're right.
But it's like we always say, okay? Our part he will not do. His part we cannot do.
Exactly.
So and Doug, I heard you say this a week ago or so. If it's to be, it's up to me.
There it is. Yeah.
You've got to get busy. Got to get busy. Quit waiting on someone else to jump up and go, okay, I'll take the lead on this. Take the lead. You. Mom, dad, take the lead. Grandpa, whatever. Take the lead. Quit waiting on someone else to take it. Because as soon as you take the lead, you're going to be surprised how many people are going to follow you and join forces with you. You will not be out there alone. It won't happen. There's too many people sitting around waiting for someone to make a move. Be the one that makes the move. Do it.
You could be that shining star.
Absolutely.
Shining star.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when you've done it, drop me an email that says, this is what I'm doing. this is what I'm doing. You need a copy of a book or something, or there's something we can do to help. Please let us know. Tell us what you're doing. Okay. Don't email me and go, well, what should I do? What do I do? I've told you what to do. Get busy.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. That was Randy Taylor, HagmanReport.com, folks. HagmanReport.com. Bookmark that. And you know what? Send Randy an email thanking him for, I got to tell you, you're looking a little scraggly, but you're okay, right?
I'm growing my hair long, buddy.
All right. A little covert work there.
We got to blend sometimes.
All right. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, it is what it is, right? Have a great night.